The UN Children's Fund says even before the catastrophic earthquake struck, children in Haiti were at great risk of being trafficked. It says there is documented evidence showing many children have been taken out of the country illegally. UNICEF Senior Regional Advisor for Child Protection, Jean-Claude Legrand, says there are reports of similar practices happening now.
We have documented, around 15 cases of children disappearing from hospital and not with their own family at the time being. We have anecdotal evidence of people crossing into San Domingo with children. And there has been also observation at the airport of planes loading children.
Legrand says UNICEF and its partners have set up a surveillance system to register disappearances and, more importantly, to try to prevent them from occurring. UNICEF says the protection of children is at the heart of its humanitarian operation in Haiti. It reports it has set up 20 centers where children who have lost or been separated from their family members can go and get care. At these centers, aid workers identify and register unaccompanied children and try to reunify them with their families. UNICEF says the centers offer children a safe, friendly environment where they are given food and a space to play to relieve their stresses. It says each of these centers receives about 2,000 children every day, and soon two other centers capable of hosting 4,000 children a day will be opened. Many people from abroad have expressed interest in adopting Haitian orphans, but UNICEF generally opposes intracontinental adoptions, saying they only should be used as a last resort. Jean-Claude Legrand says unaccompanied children in an emergency situation are not necessarily orphans. He says it is important this be verified before a child is given up for adoption.
It's not because a child is hanging around in the street that you suddenly declare that child as an orphan. We do not consider that as a proper mechanism. It will take some time before we reach an understanding of the number of children who are going to be orphaned. Don't forget that Haiti society has a very strong setup and that there will be a lot of family members willing to care about children from their own families.
Furthermore, Legrand notes Haiti has a very big community living in the United States, Canada, and other countries. He says many of these people will be willing to care for children who are related to them and have lost their parents. On another matter, UNICEF says it will begin an urgent vaccination campaign against measles, polio, and tetanus on Monday. It says it plans to immunize 360,000 children under 5 against these deadly diseases. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.